KSL News Time, 640. Triple Team Traffic, another emergency report, and here's Ricky Meese.
Just no relief for travelers northbound I-215 at the north end. The lane restrictions taking up that right lane of traffic at 2100 North, causing solid delays back to I-80. Speeds are starting to improve slightly on the 21st South Freeway, but still heavy and slow westbound between Redwood Road, 7200 West, and southbound I-15. Delays continue, and they are solid from downtown Salt Lake City to the South Town Mall at 106 South. Michelle?
Northbound I-15 is not getting better. We have a new crash in Pleasant Grove at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. It's over in the left lanes, and traffic is trying to get around it, but it's increasing that traffic volume trying to go north. If you're headed southbound I-15, you're still going to hit a pocket of delays right around the point of the mountain approaching State Road 92. And if you're headed southbound on East Side Belt Route I-215, you're going to hit slowdowns just past 4500 South down to Knutson Corner. Mark?
Yes, we still have long delays on northbound I-15 through the valley up to two wrecks northbound I-15 into Davis County between 4th North out of downtown and 1000 North. So that's where you finally break free into Davis County. And in fact, the Davis County delays have just about all cleared out on both sides of I-15 after that. Don't spend another holiday season waking up in pain with Durden's early Black Friday mattress deals. The gift of peaceful sleep awaits you and your holiday guests at Durden's on 5th South and Bountiful. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.